Good afternoon and welcome to the world today. I'm Jim Middleton.
Now, that was the world today. This week, back in 1987, when global share markets went into freefall. The crash on the 20th of October, Australian time, went down in history as Black Tuesday, when corporate raiders and speculators who bought overvalued stocks were largely wiped out in panic selling. The Australian share market fell 25% in a single session after Wall Street dived 22%. And that was the biggest one-day fall since the crash of 1929 triggered the Great Depression. The champagne days of high-flying tycoons, champagne lifestyles and high-stakes bets were over for many after the risky cocktail of excessive debt and rising interest rates went sour. And the 87 crash saw some of the biggest corporate raiders in Australia come undone, including Robert Holmes of Court and Alan Bond. Well, watching it all 30 years ago was veteran business journalist Robert Gottliebson, who at the time was a finance commentator on the ABC's 7pm television news. He spoke with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan, who also covered the story at the time.
Well, of course, it happened overnight. It was on Wall Street, and I didn't sleep all night. You could see the market falling. I was in Sydney at the time, and it was extremely dramatic because we had a process by which people who had bought on margin were being sold out. And as they were sold out, so the shares went lower, and then more people got sold out. And it was a vicious circle that just sent that market spiraling down. We have mechanisms there now that halt the market and prevent that complete spiral, but there was nothing there then.
And here in Australia, that was a 25% crash by the end of the day. There must have been a lot of trepidation in the lead up to the market opening.
Oh, we knew it was coming, and there was no doubt it was coming. And of course, we had a situation in Australia where we had a series of entrepreneurs who had bought large amounts of assets on high borrowed money, and people like Holmes of Court, the assets were listed, and they got completely decimated. But so did mum and dad. They had invested in the market, and suddenly the value of their savings was down 25%, and they had not seen it before. The last time we saw anything like that had been 1960.
There were people at the time saying, could this be another 1929?
The very underlying problems that caused 1929 weren't there in 87, and so we didn't get that. But it could have happened. It could have happened. As indeed the global financial crisis caused something like that.
One of the biggest casualties, as you said, was Robert Holmes of Court, one of the biggest corporate raiders at the time. And he confided with you one night about his losses. He was quite devastated.
He was indeed. Midnight it was. I'll never forget it. I was fast asleep and the phone rang and he was shattered, as you would be if you think about it. You'd just gone from being one of the richest people in the country and just about to take BHP, control of our largest company, and suddenly the whole thing has been shattered. The amazing thing about Holmes Accord was that unlike the other entrepreneurs, your Spalvins and your Bonds and people like that, he did understand the game had changed. And so he sold his assets, liquidated his debts and having a lot of cash.
Part of the scenario back in 1987 was an era of cheap and easy money. There'd been deregulation in Australia that allowed some of these corporate raiders to really move into an area of excess.
There was deregulation, as you say, and a whole series of overseas banks had come to Australia and wanted to start up a beachhead. And there were these guys like Spalvins and Bond and Holmes Accord. But there was another factor. Alan Bond had won the 1983 America's Cup, and he was Mr. Australia. So he walked around New York going from bank to bank, and they wanted to back Australia. And what better way to back Australia than to lend to the man who'd won the America's Cup, who, by the way, was a former signwriter and tended to look at cash in the bank account as profit, even though you might have borrowed it. And so Bondy went out and bought a whole series of assets. He bought the breweries in Brisbane and Sydney and Adelaide and Perth. He bought a vast amount of Kalgoorlie gold. And, of course, he bought Channel 9 from one Kerry Packer.
And just speaking of Kerry Packer, part of that excess was that Kerry Packer got very close to getting control of Westpac.
Westpac loaned a huge amounts of money on property. And when the property market cracked, they had great losses. There was a write-down. They changed their chief executive. And in charge of Westpac was a man called John Urich, who was a former CEO of the Simpson Appliance Company, and Kerry Packer said, hey, this is my chance. He bought into the stock, and he had alongside him a man called Al Chainsaw Dunlap. Chainsaw, because you retrench people. And he almost got control, but Urich stood up for him. Packer was beaten and went off and sold his stock. Put Channel 9 back again at a very low price.
Now, it was a 25% crash in Australia on a single day, massive damage, but a year later, the market had largely recovered.
Although the market did recover, we still had the property fall to come. And that property fall came 18 months after the share market crash, and that then brought more damage to the stock market. And, of course, companies like Westpac and the banks got hit very hard. So there was a second string to it coming via the property crash. It was a big property crash too.
The corporate raiders were hurt badly, and also some small players were hurt. But if this sort of crash happened today, there'd be much wider exposure given the amount of compulsory employer superannuation that's invested in the market.
Oh, yes. We haven't got the same entrepreneurial concentration that we had there in 87, but we certainly have a huge amount of money in our superannuation and our savings, and they would be hit. Of course they would be.
30 years on, are you seeing similar signs? Could there be another crash or a major correction coming?
We have a huge amount of money in the derivatives market. If something went wrong with that in the US and globally, that could bring it on. As far as Australia is concerned, a major China crash could bring it on. I think when you look at Australia, apart from those major overseas events, the thing that would bring a crash on Australia is a big fall in the housing market. If anything causes that housing market to fall sharply, our banks will get hit and we will see a very big fall in the stock market.
As I mentioned earlier, you were the finance presenter on the ABC 7 o'clock news. I was a reporter in Melbourne running around chasing this. And normally finance in TV news or the ABC 7 o'clock news is a small segment. But tell us about the way the ABC reported the 87 crash that night.
Well, they understood the magnitude of it. And they said, let's go for it. I presented the way I normally present, but much longer, and tried to capture for the ABC readers the drama of this. And it was a tremendously dramatic event. Individuals who were going to be extremely damaged, and most of them were sent broke. And you could see that happening right there and then.
And when you think about lessons learned, are you concerned that, you know, we've been through 87, we've had the Lehman Brothers collapse, we've had other corrections, the Asian financial crisis? Do people actually learn any lessons?
No, they forget. Because what happens in organisations and generations move on. The lessons from 87 were certainly there for 10 years, but 30 years later, no. But come the next time round, we're going to have a whole new set of circumstances. Although we've now borrowed a vast amount of money, now we haven't invested it in Channel 9 and those assets that the Bondies and Homes of Court purchased, but we have invested it in housing. And we are very dependent on the housing market at this point. And that requires a whole new set of lessons.
The veteran business journalist Robert Gottliebson reflecting on the 1987 crash with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan. And there'll be a special report on the 87 crash tomorrow on Business PM and The Business on ABC TV.